Good evening. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Tea with Tresetta, the training, encouragement, and answers that you need to be successful in life and business. I am so excited to be sharing with you tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the four types of entrepreneurs. And I want to give you all an opportunity to come in. Last week, if you missed last week's live, I announced that I'm going to be doing these live trainings on a weekly basis inside the group because I have turned Tea with Tresetta into a podcast. And so the episodes will be recorded live here in the Facebook group every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. So you guys will have an opportunity to interact and ask questions and really drive the content of these podcast episodes and trainings. And then they will be uploaded to my podcast channel. And so it is officially live. I've taken the first few episodes that we've done and uploaded those to my podcast channel with Anchor FM. So you can, I know that it's live on Spotify and a few other platforms where you can go ahead and listen in to those episodes if you desire, or, you know, you can always watch them here. But you can listen to them in the car if you so desire. I'm still waiting on the iTunes approval. It has not come through yet, but I am still waiting on it to come through. I'm hopeful. They said it can take anywhere from 24 to 72 hours, which we're already well past that, but I've also read that it can take up to 10 days. So I'm hopeful that by the end of the week, by the time the next podcast, this one, tonight's recording goes live on the channel, that I will officially be on iTunes as well. So, okay. So for those of you who are new to me, I am Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and motivational speaker. And this is Tea with Tresetta. And again, tonight I'm going to be talking to you about the four different types of entrepreneurs. And the very first one that I want to bring about or call to your attention is the packaged seed entrepreneur. So before I get into the four different types, you know, if you've been around me any length of time, you know that I like analogies. And so we are tonight, all of the examples that I'm going to give you are related to plants. And so that is what we are going to be doing. So the very first one is the plant, the packaged seeds. Then this type of entrepreneur is the one who has the idea, has all this potential, and really desires to go forth in entrepreneurship, but they're too afraid. And so they allow their potential to stay locked up in their little seed packet and refuse to, refuse is a strong word, but that's the word that we're going to use tonight. They refuse to allow themselves to be sown into whatever it is. They refuse to allow their gift to actually be placed out there into the marketplace so that they can then reap the harvest of whatever their gift, skill, or talent is. And so they have a great amount of potential, but just are afraid to start. And if you think about it, there's the scripture that says that except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. And so a lot of times what happens is we know that there's a process. It's a very uncomfortable process, right? Dying is an uncomfortable process. And so when we get to the place where we are actually sowing our seed into the ground or taking our gift and putting it out there into the world, then it can be uncomfortable, right? Because there's a certain level of, excuse me, there's a certain level of vulnerability that is attached to putting yourself out there. And so we're afraid that people are going to judge us. We're afraid that it might not work. We're afraid that people are going to think we're a fraud and all different types of things. And some people are even afraid of success. What if it actually does work? And so a lot of times, because of those fears, because we're afraid, we allow ourselves to just kind of stay in our little package, stay in our little box, and don't ever put out there the gifts, skills, talents, and abilities that God has placed on the inside of us, and allow that, let that potential just remain locked up inside of us instead of putting it out there where it can be of benefit to the world and also produce a harvest in our lives. I'm going to pause for just a moment before we move on to the second type of entrepreneur, because I totally forgot this is Tea with Tresetta, and so I want to know what you're drinking. Tonight I'm drinking a new tea tonight. Tonight I am drinking, I brought the package with me because I wasn't sure. It is lemon ginger, and it is Ahmad tea of London. Ahmad, A-H-M-A-D, tea of London. And it doesn't smell all that good, but it tastes pretty good. I will tell you though, I will probably not buy it on my own unless all of a sudden I just acquire a taste for it, because it is a little bit different, but it tastes okay. It's just not on my favorite. I'd probably go back to my peach or mango. All right, so anyway, back to our regularly scheduled programming. And so the second type of entrepreneur that I want to talk about tonight is the grapevine entrepreneur. Now, the grapevine entrepreneur is one who essentially spreads himself or herself too thin. And why do I use the grapevine? Is because with grapevines, they will use all, if you don't prune them and limit their growth, then a grapevine will continue to extend itself out. It will spend all its energy extending out its branches to the point where it overextends itself. And if you were to, say, have a 20-foot grapevine, about 3 feet of that would have, and I may be mixing up my numbers, but I believe it's about 3 feet of it will have leaves and fruit. It will be a very fruitful section at 3 feet. Then another 5 feet would then be branch and leaves, but it wouldn't have any fruit. And then all the rest of the branches beyond that total of 8 feet, so the next 12 feet will be nothing but branches. And because it does not have enough energy, it doesn't have the capacity to continue to produce fruit, because the amount of energy that it has expended on stretching out has taken all of the vital resources to the point where it can only be fruitful to a certain degree. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs who are like that grapevine that has not been pruned back. They overextend themselves to the point where only a little bit of what they're doing is being fruitful. And then the rest of their energy is being spent doing activities that don't really provide them with the outcomes that they're truly desiring. And so if they would prune back and focus on just that smaller footprint or smaller segment and really grow and nurture that, then they will be able, that little bit that they are doing will be able to produce fruit at a much greater level. And so that entrepreneur who is the grapevine entrepreneur overextends themselves to the point where very little of what they're doing is actually producing results. The next type of entrepreneur that I want to talk about tonight is the potted plant entrepreneur. Now, this entrepreneur refuses to be planted, to be rooted and planted. They move from one idea to the next, from one project to the next project, never allowing themselves to really get rooted and planted in one particular thing. And so what happens is they limit their ability to grow. If you think about a plant that's in a pot, it will only grow so big before it finally gets to a place where it is then root bound and will choke itself off if it does not move into a larger container or get planted into the ground, because it has very limited ability to really grow and stretch out if it is in a pot. And so there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are like this potted plant that just keep moving. You know, you can move, you know, you can decide if you have a plant that's in a pot, you can move it from place to place in your house or in your yard, depending upon your whim. And so that's what the potted plant entrepreneur is like. They move, they think, oh, this idea sounds great, or this person over here is doing that, let me try that. And so they go over to this place or they start working on this particular project, but then it doesn't grow or produce the results that they're looking for in the amount of time that they think it should. And so then what happens is they move to another project. Oh, the next big idea, or the next big project, whatever the thing is that they perceive is the now thing, and thereby end up limiting their ability to grow and flourish and actually produce the results that they really desire to have in their business. Then the fourth type of entrepreneur that I want to talk about tonight is the tree. And the thing about the tree entrepreneur, and this is what you want to aspire to, the tree entrepreneur is the one who settles into one thing. They settle into one thing, and then what happens is they branch out from that one thing. So if you think about a tree, it has, especially if you're talking about a new tree, if you've freshly planted a tree and it's young, the trunk is really slender and it has a few branches, it has some leaves, but it's still kind of scraggly, right? But over time, as it grows, the trunk gets thicker, the roots grow deeper and more complex, the branches multiply, the leaves multiply, and it becomes very robust in its appearance. And the reason why that happens is because it is planted and it has plenty of room for it to grow and spread out, but it's focused on doing one thing and it branches out. It has that single trunk and it branches out from there. And the scripture, and I want to read this for you tonight because this is your, ties into, this is actually your word of encouragement for today, which is from the book of Psalms. It's the first chapter of Psalms in the third verse, which reads, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And so that's what we want to aspire to be. We want to aspire to be like that tree. We want to be a tree entrepreneur and focus on the one thing that we do well and grow and mature in that, and then branch out from there. Because when we are like that tree, when we are that tree entrepreneur and are focused on that one thing, what happens is it enables us to get settled. It enables us to get rooted to the point where our roots go down and we can tap into our full potential. We can tap into our full source so that when different situations come, when seasons of economic downturn come, we don't have to worry about our income because we are tapped into the source and we have been rooted and planted in such a way that we are able to yield fruit no matter the external circumstances that are going on. And so this takes, it is not the most glamorous thing, especially, you know, a fresh tree tends to look a little puny, and we want to grow quickly. We want to mature really quickly so that we can yield the bountiful harvest that we see other entrepreneurs who have been in the business for a little bit longer than us, or a lot longer than us. But what happens is we don't recognize that it took them time to get there. So if you think about the mighty oak tree, they say it's the mighty oak tree for a reason. They get huge, but they don't get huge overnight. It is a process and it takes time. And so it is with you growing and maturing your business and stepping into your kingdom purpose to the fullness of it. So it's going to take patience. It's going to take perseverance. It's going to take some guts, because there are going to be times when things don't go the way you expect them to. Challenges come up. And a lot of times we may think we get a God idea, and we may think that because it's not happening the way that we thought that it would, that maybe we miss God, or we get discouraged and we think, oh, you know, I don't understand. God gave me this idea. I don't understand why it's not working out. And it's not necessarily that it's not working out. Sometimes the Lord is just trying to see, are you going to be obedient to what he said? And if you're obedient to what it is that he's saying, that it is successful, even if it doesn't look like what you expect it to look like, you are still successful. So be like that tree entrepreneur and be rooted and planted in a single thing, be successful in that single thing, and then branch out from there as you grow and mature in your business. So go back through those again. The first type of entrepreneur was the packaged seed entrepreneur, the one who has great potential but's really afraid to start. Then we talked about the grapevine entrepreneur, who is the entrepreneur who overextends themselves to the point of not being fruitful in very many things, or being fruitful in a few of the things that they're doing. The third one was the potted plant, the entrepreneur who moves from idea to idea, from project to project, but doesn't stay in one long enough to see the fullness of the fruit. And then the last one is the tree entrepreneur, who settles into one thing and then branches out from there. So those are the four types of entrepreneurs that I wanted to talk with you about tonight. And so your word of encouragement for tonight comes from Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, that talks about the tree being planted by the rivers of water, and that brings forth fruit in its season, or in his season, and your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. Now that I've shared with you the word of encouragement for tonight, the last thing that I want to do is move into the segment where I answer questions that I commonly get, or even if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, feel free to drop it in the comments. You can also email your questions to me at Tresetta@TresettaAlexander.com, and just let me know that this is a question that you'd like me to answer on a Tea with Tresetta segment. Or you can also send me a direct message, and I'd be happy to incorporate your question into the podcast series. So tonight's question is, a lot of people comment on the fact, I get up at 5:30 every morning, even on the weekends, to do my morning routine. And a lot of people say to me, oh, I just can't get up that early. Or how do you get up that early? And I want to share with you tonight, I want to answer that question tonight and share with you some strategies, or a couple tips, or the things that I did to help me start getting up early. Because I am I am more of a morning person than I am a night owl. However, 5:30 was, you know, I was more like that stay in the bed till the last possible moment kind of person. So, before I get up to get ready for work, that was me, you know, so I'd be in the bed till 6:30, 7 o'clock. I would push it to the last moment and sometimes even beyond that, to get to work on time. However, there were some things that I decided that were really important to me, some things that I desired to do that would require me to be able to get up early to work on them while I'm fresh, because I found that in the evenings I'm not as fresh, and if it's anything that requires a great deal of brain power, that it was just not happening in the evening. So getting up early in the morning was one of the ways that I figured that I'd be able to be successful at the things that I desired to do. So things that I would recommend for if you would like to start getting up earlier and it's a struggle for you, the first thing I would recommend is to have a why. Why are you getting up early and what are you going to do with that additional time? So if you're, and the reason why you need to have a why and a what is because if you're just getting up earlier just for the sake of getting up earlier and you don't have a specific focus for the additional time, then you're much more likely to keep hitting that snooze button and going back to sleep. But if you have something specific that you know you want to do with that time, then it'll make it a little easier for you to get up. The next thing that I want to encourage you to do is to put your alarm clock across the room. So if you're the type of person who uses your cell phone to wake you up as an uses the alarm on your phone to wake you up, then put your cell phone across the room so it is not right next to you in the bed where you can just hit that stop button or that snooze button and go back to sleep. Or get an official, a real alarm clock, and a good old-fashioned old-school alarm clock, and put it across the room from you so that you physically have to get up out of the bed to go turn it off. And the reason why I recommend that is because part of the hardest thing about getting up early in the morning is literally detaching yourself from the bed. So if you have to physically get out of the bed and go across the room to turn off your alarm, half the battle's already run. So you've already gotten up out of the bed to go turn the alarm off. Now you can just, you know, go straight to the bathroom, wash your face, go to the bathroom, whatever you have to do, splash some water on your face to help wake you up, whatever you need to do, but keep moving as opposed to, you know, just turning over, hitting the snooze bar and going back to sleep, or turning the alarm off and going back to sleep, or hanging around in the bed. The next thing and last tip that I want to share with you about getting up, how to get up early, is to do it in increments. If you find that, you know, let's say you currently get up at 6:30 and you want to start getting up at 6 or 5:30, then I would, and you set your alarm and you find that it's difficult for you to get up that hour earlier or that 30 minutes earlier, do it in increments. Set your alarm clock 5 to 10 minutes earlier. Do that for a few days or for a week, and then adjust it each week or every few days so that it is done over a period of time instead of suddenly going from getting up at one time and then getting up 30 minutes to an hour earlier. That might help you to ease into that transition. And then I know I said that was the last one, but I do want to throw one more, and that is to stay consistent and do it. That's why I still get up on the weekends at 5:30, because your body gets, you mess up your circadian rhythm if you just do it Monday through Friday and then sleep in on the weekends. So go ahead and get up. You can always go back to bed, but still get up at that same time, whatever time it is that you set for yourself. Get up at that same time on Saturday and Sunday, and then, you know, do your prayer, devotion, do some sort of activity, and then if you're still tired, if you're sleepy or you're tired, don't have anything to do or anywhere to go, anywhere to be, Then you can always go back to bed, but still make sure that you get up at that same time. It'll make it much easier for you to solidify that new time, new wake up time as a standard, and your body will get used to it, and you'll get to the point where you will actually either wake up before the alarm goes off, or it'll be very natural when the alarm goes off for you to just go ahead and you'll be wide awake and just be ready to get up and hit the ground running. So that is my advice or my tips for you if you want to start getting up earlier so that you can be more productive in the morning before you go to work, or if it's just because you want to have more time for prayer and devotion, or to do a morning routine, read, work on your business, whatever the case may be, for whatever reason, these are some strategies that you can use to get up earlier. So that's all for tonight, and I will see you next week for another episode of Tea with Tresetta. Good night, everyone.